Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. In the heart of every Mass, we proclaim, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Brothers and sisters, one of the things we don't hear too much about is the third part of that proclamation. Christ will come again. He's coming back. We don't know exactly when, but he promised it. And his church continues to repeat that promise. Our Lord is coming back. You know, when he came the first time, it was somewhat privately, except, of course, for the announcement by the angels to the shepherds out in the field. But aside from that, the people who were going back and forth past that stable in Bethlehem, going back and forth past the busy inns that seemed to be overcrowded that night, they had no idea that the Son of God had just appeared on earth. But when he comes the second time, it will be for every eye to see. Everyone will see him, even those who pierced him, the scripture says. Imagine those who nailed Jesus to the cross, looking up and seeing him coming in glory on the sky, in the clouds. He will come again. Now, one of the very important things that we have to keep in mind about his second coming, and this especially we have to keep in mind during the present years as we approach the year 2000, because a lot of ideas come forward. Well, the Lord is going to come back in 2000, 2001. Let's get it clear right from the beginning. We don't know when he's coming. And anyone who claims to know when he's coming or what day it is or what year it is contradicting the words of the Lord himself. Nobody knows the day of our Lord's return. But what we do know is that he is coming back. And he has told us some of the things that are going to happen when he comes back. He has told us to be ready. And he has told us that if we're seeking after him and we're longing to be with him and we love him, that it's not a day that we should be afraid of. Rather, it's a day that we should long for. In fact, Scripture ends with the prayer, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. We yearn to see him again. Because when he comes back, he will bring us the fullness of salvation. The salvation we have in him has already begun. Our eternal life has started now. It's not only something that God gives us after we die. It's something that he gives us in baptism. We share the life of God, and through the course of our years on earth, by our prayers, by the sacraments, by the faithful living, according to the teachings of Christ, we are to nourish and let him nourish that life of grace within us. So eternal life begins here, but of course it blossoms into its fullness in the life beyond the grave. Those who have reached heaven already are there now. They are enjoying it already. And yet their bodies remain on earth. Except, of course, for the Lord Jesus Christ, who physically rose from the dead, and Mary, whose body was assumed into heaven, with those exceptions, the bodies of the saints are not yet in heaven. And after you and I leave this world, our souls will go into the presence of God, but our bodies will be buried on the earth. But one of the things that will happen when Christ comes back again is that the bodies of the dead will rise. And this makes a lot of sense. I don't know about you, but I want my body back again in the next life. Because that's how God made me. That's how he made us. He made us as human beings. And human beings have a body as well as a soul. Our Lord taught the resurrection of the dead. St. Paul speaks about it as well. The church has taught it faithfully throughout the centuries. Heaven, in other words, will not only be spiritual, it will be physical. The greatest joy that we will have in heaven, the foundation of all the other joys, is, as the book of Revelation tells us, that we will see God face to face. We will see him as he is. Now we see him through faith. We don't see him face to face, but there we will see him as he is. And that will be our endless joy. And it won't be boring. Some people think it's going to be boring. What am I going to do for billions and billions of centuries? But God is infinite. And because God is infinite, every moment that goes by, we can learn something new about Him. We never get to the end of it. So heaven will be constantly something new, constant surprises, constant discoveries of the beauty and the greatness of the God that we believe in. It's never going to be boring. There's not going to be one moment when we're going to say, oh, I wish I were back on earth. Eternal rest is something that we speak about in terms of those who have died, and sometimes it's confusing because we think of rest, we think of, well, we're lying down on a bed or on a hammock. That's not what eternal rest is about. Rest means that we've reached the goal. If someone is studying for a degree, for example, well, once they complete their studies and they pass their exams and they write their papers, they're awarded the degree. And in that moment, they are at rest in terms of reaching the goal that they were reaching for. That doesn't mean that their activity stops. Hopefully, now that they have the degree, they'll do more than ever before. And so in heaven, it will be active, we will be vibrant, we will be able to love and to do more than we ever were able to do on earth. One of the questions that lots of people have is, well, will we know each other? Will we recognize each other? Will we be able to be reunited again with our families, our relatives, our friends? Of course we will. Heaven is perfect joy. Heaven is that everything that God has given us in this life will be restored and will be given even more. Of course we're going to be with each other. We're going to be able to embrace each other and laugh with each other and love one another forever. The farewell we say when someone dies, it's only a temporary farewell. It's only a temporary goodbye. We will be joined together again in the life to come. It will not just be spiritual. Saint Peter speaks of a new heaven and a new earth. The whole universe will be renewed. You think you've seen beautiful sights here on earth, and there are so many beautiful sights. The Grand Canyon, for example, and other natural wonders on this earth. Well, we haven't seen anything yet. Our eyes are going to behold wonders and beauties that we never dreamt of. You think you've heard beautiful music? There's a lot of beautiful music and sound in this world, but we will hear things that we've never dreamt of, colors that we were never able to imagine. Is it possible even that we will enjoy delicious foods in heaven? Nothing in our faith tells us that we won't. God is a God of beauty. He's going to give us a rich and full life. The whole universe will be restored. Brothers and sisters, the most magnificent thing is that it will last forever. Forever is a concept that is very hard for us to grasp because everything in our life has a beginning and then it has an end. But there, the life and the joy will have no end. And if you want to get a simple glimpse of what forever means, go to the beach or go out onto a field and pick up a tiny little grain of dirt or sand. And look at how tiny that little grain is. And then imagine this, that a bird will come and take one tiny little grain and fly off for a million years. Then imagine the bird coming back and taking another tiny little grain and flying off for a million years again. And then coming back and taking a third. And imagine at that rate how long it will take the bird to empty off the entire face of the earth. He will do it, and we will have only begun our first morning in heaven. And you know, sometimes I look out onto a vast field or down a beach, and I think of this and I say, my Lord, what do you want me to do? I will do anything that you ask. Suffer anything that I must suffer, endure whatever I must endure, be faithful for as long as you ask me, if what you're going to give me in return is that endless life with God face to face, with one another, with our loved ones, with the saints, with the angels. We'll be able to converse with the Blessed Mother and embrace Saint Paul and all our beloved saints. Heaven is real. Think of heaven every day and let God give you strength as you journey through this life.